kindly state your name?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
What?
A Gao Media station.
Are we on the air?
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray. That is a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're kicking it here on The Usual Suspects, 2 hours into the three-hour extravaganza. If you missed any of it, you should just download the app, ESPN975.com. Make sure you take us anywhere and everywhere. If not, you can now catch us 94.1 and ESPN97.5 on the FM dial starting at 3. We take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7.
Say something. Say something.
Trying to show off with your America sauce.
Very patriotic.
He wanted to make fun of my
Pippi
socks.
Pippi Longstocking.
At first, he saw the red and white stripes and was like, what is this idiot wearing now? Weren't you? Weren't you going to say something?
I didn't know what you were doing.
Well, I was just scratching my leg, but I saw your face when you got a glimpse of my socks.
I saw red and white striped socks.
And then you saw
the 50 stars on the other.
The blue stars and went, uh-oh, those are America. That's dope.
I'm actually going to compliment you on that. I would actually rock those socks. Everything else is absolutely garbage.
I'm wearing a USA number one shirt. That's garbage to you?
Is that Forever 21 or Abercrombie & Fitch?
Is America garbage to you, Nicholas? Is that what it is?
Nope.
Is that Harley Davidson number one? Yeah, because it says,
nope, this is America number one.
Remember Evel Knievel?
USA number one.
Evel Knievel used to have that shirt.
No, this isn't, I don't know what shirt this is. I don't know who this is.
Well, that was their logo for a while. Harley Davidson with Evel Knievel used that logo like that.
No, that's not it at all.
Okay, I'm going to find it. Kiss my
All
ass.
Right, find it.
Excellent. Hey, 1 hour to go in the big show. We've talked some Astros.
I'm dripping America today. Just dripping with freedom.
As opposed to just dripping every
just
other day.
Just dripping with freedom. And if you missed hour two, you missed
Lil Uzi is over here, Barry, dripping with everything.
You missed Nick and Snakes getting an erection. So podcastarena.com if you
erect.
Want to
erect.
See how,
look up the word.
Easy python you pants. See, you can't make up for it now.
You want to see how Nick, basically he filleted a snake.
Definition of erect, rigidly upright or straight. It doesn't have to be in any reference to any type of body part.
I'm just saying, you described the snake a lot like you describe a Saturday night. He was erect and he just jumped at me. And then he came at me and I didn't
He was know. Upright. I should have used upright. That's the word I should have used.
Did you just say he was upright?
I think the snake was.
Oh, the snake was.
How do you know it was a he?
Because he said he.
Whatever, male, female, who cares?
Did you look into his eyes? Did you gaze into his eyes?
He looked angry, to be honest with you. He didn't like that I walked right past him.
Did you call him mean names? He didn't like that you walked past him?
I'm not talking to I don't talk to animals like you do. I don't communicate with
Nick,
wildlife.
You talk to your dog. Snake be honest. Whisper.
Love my dog.
My dog is different. You talk
my
to dog your dog, right?
Nah, Nick lets the
That's
peanut
an
butter.
Animal.
He lets the peanut butter do the talking. What are you talking about?
No, that was you. That
he
was
lets
you.
The peanut butter
passed
do the
out
talking.
On the couch with someone.
And that, sometimes he'll. It looks like his dog's talking because it's smacking on that peanut butter. I think that's how they used to get Mr. Ed to. They wouldn't put peanut butter on Nick. I'm just saying in general, they would use peanut butter in Mr. Ed's mouth to make him talk.
Okay.
Nick has no idea.
By the way, total payback for yesterday.
No idea.
What did I do yesterday that was so bad?
Nick, you don't have any idea who Mr. Ed is.
No
clue. Nor should you.
He sounds familiar, but I do not remember.
It was a talking horse.
Oh, no, I do
not. Not to be confused with talking horse.
Television show. Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
Let's see when this was. First episode date.
I never even saw it. That was my mom and dad.
Was it 50? Yeah, I never saw an episode of my life. I just know it exists.
1961.
Oh, God.
God, I was 4.
I was going to say.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very nice. Yeah. Yeah, I can honestly say I've never seen an episode of Mr. Ed. Never.
But I know, like, my parents knew about it. I don't know if my sisters watched it or not.
Did you ever watch Leave It to Beaver?
By the way, oh, God, loved it.
Did you?
Loved the reruns. Loved it.
I wasn't a fan.
Really?
Too clean cut for me.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I do have to share this one tidbit with you from my family experiences. So the other night, amidst all of your tweets and obviously and everybody was going back forth about the Packers and what was going on, Jason Wild, who's a beat reporter for the Packers that I follow, started giving like symptoms of what could be Rodgers' injury and everything like that. And all of a sudden, I look below his tweet and lo and behold, in talking about Rodgers' knee and the swelling, my sister decides to chime in and says, when I tore my ACL and MCL, I was able to walk forward and backward, but the lateral movement wasn't the same, and I just couldn't hold back anymore. And I responded, yeah, oftentimes I compare my sister to an all-world quarterback, and I'm sure the injuries are identical and probably happened the same way. And she texted me and went, I deleted the tweet. I'm going to bed. I was like, you dumbass. Going on a Twitter account of all the Packer fans to explain what you went through when you tore your ACL and MCL. Because you stumbled on a rock, not because you got hit by a 300-pound lineman. I'm sure they were parallel in so many ways.
You're such a dick.
So yeah. Mean.
My sister went into a blue tent, too, after she did it, but there was a campfire, okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy texted the show. He said, hey, Nick, did that snake hiss at you?
Nick was,
hey, Nick.
Hypnotized.
I'm going to bite you. Oh, my God. That's the best tweet all week. Did he hiss at you?
You're blocked.
Have you seen the length of my tongue and my fang?
Oh, this man. Is what a snake looks like when he's angry, Nick. Hiss. I'm erect right now.
Oh, and God. Isn't that very good thing?
Look at me, all upright and erect. I'm just going to bite you. I'm going to bite you. You're just a bad little camper. I'm going to bite you. Oh, my God, buddy. That was the best text ever. Thank you so much for that.
Forget that guy. Who texted that so I can remember him?
Buddy.
Buddy. Who,
I don't
buddy.
Know if it was Buddy Munger or Buddy the truck driver. It might be the same Buddy. I think Buddy Munger is Buddy the truck driver.
I question as sure to whether or not buddy that's Lee? Even a text. You probably buddy made Lee's. That up.
No, I mean, I can, I'll screenshot it and send it out.
No, you don't have to do all that. Okay. You don't got to do all that.
Okay, just checking. Well, just checking. Hey, Barry, what's the purpose of a herbicide for your lawn and when should you use it? Thanks and go Vikings.
Kiss my ass on the go Vikings part. You shouldn't even have read it.
I feel like it's the same advice he's given anyway. Because
what? Then what was I going to say?
You're going to say swap out the
grass. All kinds of herpes.
No, what's
you're going to say
what's a herbicide?
If you have the Bermuda, yeah, have the Bermuda grass, you go with the Saint Augustus.
What?
And if you have the Saint Augustus, you go with the Bermuda, and that's it.
Bermuda.
Whatever.
It's gotten worse.
You sound like Joel with technology. You have no
That's
idea.
That's not nice.
If it's the Bermuda, go with the St. Augustus. If you have the St. Augustus,
oh my God,
go with the Bermuda.
You sound, you know what you
what
sound like?
What happened to St. Stephen's? Weren't you calling it that first?
St. September.
St. September, that's what it was.
No, God, that's so bad. I'm so ashamed. Bermuda. No wonder all your stuff is dead at the house.
There's just one shrub that looks.
This is what he says to me the other day. It rained. It should be green now. That's not how dead works. Once something dies, Nick, it doesn't come back. I'm sorry. It's dead. That's not just because you water something dead. It's not coming back. It's a dead bush. You have to remove it and replace it.
I was told by my landscaping expert, not named Barry Lamon, that it would eventually grow green.
No.
As long as I watered it.
As long as you keep paying him, he's going to keep blowing smoke up your ass like that.
Maybe, I mean, look. It just depends when he cut it back if there was any green left. If it was all dead wood, then the thing was probably dead. By the way, a herbicide kills weeds in your yard, and you should use it twice a year. Usually, probably coming up in about 3 weeks to 4 weeks, you can put it out for the fall. Actually, no, you need to do it November. November and spring is the best two times to do a pre. Well, there's two different kinds of herbicide, though. You guys didn't know this. There's pre-emergent and post-emergent. Pre-emergent is to prevent
weeds. What are you doing in there?
Post-emergent is
beep
to kill
them. Beep
them
or something.
All right, I'm done.
Get them to stop, Nick.
I'm done now.
I can't control what comes out of his crazy mouth. I can't control that.
Somebody said, okay. Oh, Amazon B's brother said, okay, crap. Joel has finally won me over with that story about your sister. Oh, that's good stuff. All right, buddy, stop. Don't ruin it. You're sending too many now. Don't ruin it. Just leave it at the one.
It's like trying to recreate that special moment.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh look goodness. Who's here.
What? Oh, boy.
And he wants to talk about your favorite subject. It's going to be a double whammy.
My goodness.
Clarence, what's up?
Oh, I thought someone's in studio. I'm like, what?
No, Nick.
I thought you were looking out the door. What's up, Clarence?
What is going on with Nick? What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
First off, Nick, you know that snake jumped at you because he heard about the dog and the peanut butter. He just wanted a little piece of the action.
You guys are having too much fun with this. Too much fun. How's your Saints doing, sir?
Speak on it, Clarence.
Oh! Shot fired!
Dang, 0-3 versus 0-1. I like it.
That was a little too soon. Hey, how's your Texans doing?
They blow. They suck.
But
like that snake.
Like the snake.
Well. But lost my train of thought here. But I wanted to talk about Aaron. I went in my pick'ems. I went and picked the Vikings. Because I don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I know during halftime they went and pumped him up full of that good stuff, and he came back and won the game. But now they're going against a very good Vikings team who has a nice, good week on them. And I know he's going to throw quick passes and everything.
No, yeah, smart move. I told Barry before we went on the air, when Barry told me that he could get the spread at Pick'em right now, that's absolutely the smartest play ever on a pick'em to take Minnesota. Because regardless of whether you're playing them and he plays or he doesn't play, but if he plays, he's still not even close to 100%. And with that defense, smart play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because
both defenses, really.
I've really, really thought about it. Even at 50%, it's like Tom Brady. Even at 50%, I'll still pick him. But with the Vikings' defense, it was just too good to pass up.
And don't blame you in the least.
Yep. Hey, Nick, go have fun with that snake, all right?
All right, buddy. You have a good one, bud.
Appreciate the call.
He did it again. The laser out.
That's great.
Someone said that he was, like, high at his press conference after the
game. I agree, because when someone
Rogers,
tweeted.
Like, he was all looped up.
Oh, yeah, well, they gave him
probably
something.
Probably painkillers.
They
gave
him something.
Agreed, but I didn't see that he was looped up.
Mm. Look at the post-game interview on the sideline. It looked kind of funny.
Oh, the one I saw the one he did with Tafoya. I thought they were talking about when he got to the podium.
Oh, I didn't see that. I didn't see that.
Because he said he was definitely playing this week at the podium. But here's the one thing I will give you as just the little sidebar, and it's regarding Anthony Barr. Remember now, Anthony Barr was the guy that put him out for the year last year, mm-hmm. the Vikings linebacker. There's been some undertones all around the Packer locker room that they've been waiting for this, that there are going to be a lot of people, not only the whole team's fired up, but they're going to be targeting him this time around because of that. So we'll see what happens. It's not going to save the day and have them win the game because of it, but it's just something to keep an eye on.
Indeed.
All right. We got a little bit less than an hour to go in the big show. So we still got plenty of time. If you want to get in here like Clarence, HR&P listener line, it's open 713-780-3776. Call or text. And if you so desire, you can hit us up on Twitter as well. It's back with more of the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects. It's 94.1 and 97.5, ESPN and SportsMap accordingly. What's up, fellas? How are we going to finish this thing?
What's up? I'm looking at this beef online that... I'm getting tagged in.
Who's beefing?
It's not what you would think. So apparently AJ has upset a Houston comic that has moved away. But
our AJ?
Yeah. I'll read you what he posted, and then I'll read you what AJ posted, and this is getting ugly. And, of course, people are dragging me into it because I know everybody in the comedy scene, and I know AJ, and I have nothing to do with any of this, so leave me out of it. But basically, this comic said a little over 6 years ago, when I was less than a year in, a radio DJ on a major local network said I was the worst comic he's ever seen and that he was sure I was mentally handicapped.
Well, sounds like AJ.
Yep, that was AJ.
Funny in retrospect, not at the time. Today I was on the nationally syndicated radio program Bob and Tom promoting my headline weekend at Willie's. Bleep that guy. F that guy.
Did he tag him?
No. He has AJ. Apparently, AJ tried to reach out to him or whatever. He's blocked.
Oh.
He's blocked AJ on Facebook. And then AJ posts, "This is so great. This was sent to me today, not by the comic, because he blocked me 6 years ago. I was judging Houston's Funniest Person contest, and this guy was legitimately the least funny person there. Today, he was on the nationally syndicated Bob and Tom show," of course, sarcastic, "which has aired in literally zero major markets." Zero. "And he's promoting his headlining weekend at Willie's in Dayton, Ohio. You've really made it, bro. You showed me you probably aren't the least funniest person in Dayton. You were only that in a city where people actually lived. But you're welcome for the fuel that you have apparently held on to forever. You are truly the Rocky Balboa of comedy, CTE and all." I mean,
this was on Facebook, not
this
Twitter.
This was on Facebook.
Oh, that's why I can't see it.
And then, of course, it gets posted into the Houston Comics group. And now everyone is like, "Barry, well, come get your butt." I'm like, y'all fight amongst yourselves. I have nothing to do with this. Leave me out of this. Both sides leave me out of this.
You should jump right in.
Nope. I'm not taking AJ's side. I'm not taking the comic side. I am Switzerland over here.
What's the name of the comic?
Joe Bates.
Barry said you were stupid.
Nope, that's not true at all. Don't start that. I have to work amongst this community. I'm out.
You like to stir that pot, but you ain't sticking around to eat.
I ain't stirring that pot.
No, not this. This is between those two.
That is funny though.
Of this, yes, absolutely.
So what started it though? I mean,
so apparently AJ judged there used to be a contest.
But I'm saying the Twitter battle. I mean, so
well, just because
someone forwarded or assumed that it was AJ.
Knew? Well, somebody got it to AJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he's talking about AJ, obviously, so they knew that he was talking about AJ. But yeah, that's the drama. It's just, you know, it's so funny. When I got into radio and into comedy, I thought for sure now that I wasn't in the corporate world that there wouldn't be politics.
Oh boy.
Was I wrong indeed? There is a lot of politics and a lot of hurt feelings that happen everywhere. Not just the corporate world.
Jason Poitras on Twitter, by the way, said the Jets not only signed the Lions center for the last 3 years and a linebacker for the last 3 years, they had every audible, every line call, every hand signal, and Jim Bob Cooter apparently never changed anything.
That's not smart.
That's on them.
Yeah, that's pretty
dumb. We talked about it with Delanie Walker going out and for the year and the Texans practice squad tight end being signed by Tennessee. It's all fair and fun and games and fair and love and war. And believe me, teams do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. It happens. It happens a lot.
Just be smart and change your signals.
I'm surprised it doesn't happen a lot more. I think that if you want, because you can go and grab a guy off of a team's practice squad. And so then you got to sign them. Now, there are certain rules about how long you have to keep them. But hey, if it's interdivisional and you want to keep a guy that knows the team, and that might make some sense because you get to play them twice. But I would be surprised. I mean, it's kind of shocking that there isn't a rule that says, no, you can't get someone from a team that's on your schedule within the next 3 weeks or 5 weeks or whatever. That might make some sense to do something.
Why would you do that? Because look, if you want to prevent it from happening, sign the guy yourself.
Well, it's still cheating in a way, though.
I don't think it's cheating, man.
I mean, it's like, hey, come tell us all the secrets.
Well, it does is make the team you're playing work harder because they got to change everything.
What's the difference between doing that and just going and filming in the practice and picking up all the signals, snaps, and everything that they do anyways? There's no difference at that point.
If you were really smart, what you would do is you'd use the exact same signals, but you'd have them mean different things.
There you go.
Then, one, you'd know that the team if they did it or not, and two, if they went on what they thought the signal was, you should have big plays.
That's true. Somebody had a question for us on the text line. Will the Cubs hold off the Brewers?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've said all along that they would, and that they were too far ahead. But based on the fact that they got a win again last night in Chicago, did Milwaukee, what is it, one game now?
It is down to a game, yes.
I would still say that they will, but I'm shocked that the Brewers are not only relevant, and Yelich has just been on fire, but that young team is hanging in there. I give them credit.
Yeah, they've got two more against...
the Cubs.
Yep, the Cubs. And then they have the Pirates, Cincinnati, the Pirates, and Detroit left. So,
wow.
Pretty, and St. Louis. Now, St. Louis is the only one.
In the mix, too.
St. Louis is legit. I mean, they're right now the second team in the wild card in the National League. Yep. So, shout out to Josh Rapp. Those guys have handled their business and stayed pretty consistent. But, so, the question was, can they catch the Cubs? This is the Cubs' remaining schedule. Once they finish with Milwaukee, they have one game against the Nats, a makeup game. They have Cincy, Arizona, the White Sox, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. They definitely have the tougher schedule because they've got three in Arizona.
On the road at Arizona is bigger.
They do have to play the Cubs or the Cardinals at the end of the year. They're down those last three. So I would say without looking it up, they have the slightly more difficult schedule, including the makeup game with the Nats.
Don't sleep on the White Sox either because of the crosstown rivalry. The White Sox will get fired up for that.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. So I think the Cubs have they've got their work cut out for them. I'll say that. I don't know for sure if Milwaukee will catch them. The Cubs are loaded, but they do have their work cut out for them.
I think Milwaukee's a playoff team either way. So
Dodgers two back in the wild card.
They're closer
in the division. 1.5 back in the division. The Rockies are leading that division right now.
Just crazy how that fluctuates.
Brewers and Cardinals are your NL wild card right now with the Dodgers two back and the Diamondbacks four back. So
Diamondbacks are sliding.
So it's pretty funny that the best division in baseball, it comes down to win the division or else.
Out. Yeah.
When we all thought that maybe for a while there, that could be both wild card teams could come from the West. Turns out, they might come from the Central.
Yeah. Yep. And you look at it, too, and you say, well, the Rockies dropped 2 of 3 to the Dodgers, and it looked like the Dodgers were taking control. But then right off the bat in the next series, the Dodgers slip up, and now they're... Yeah. In the rearview mirror. So that's going to be a fun division to watch. And again, it's similar to what you're dealing with Astros and A's because people just, I'm telling you, the whole second half of the season, everybody's so relaxed about Oakland. Oakland, even if they're a wild card team, they could feasibly catch the Yankees and make that game played in the Bay Area instead of in New York for the wild card. Oh, it's within reach.
Yeah, it sure is. If the Yankees falter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, what is it, 3 in the loss column?
Yep.
625 winning percentage.
So essentially it's just like trying to catch the Astros for the division.
Essentially, 625. So they both, yeah.
They're in the same race possible. With two teams. All they need is one to screw up.
Here's the problem, man, and I'll pull up the Yankee schedule, but my goodness, Oakland just got through sweeping the Rangers, and now the Orioles.
They got the Orioles, yeah.
Yeah, but now they go on the road, but who cares?
No,
the Orioles.
The Orioles.
They're garbage.
No Machado, no nothing.
No, Yankees are facing the Twins right now, so that's not a cakewalk.
Nope.
I mean, the Twins aren't great, but who else do the Yankees have left?
By the way, who else gets publicity for taking batting practice? Aaron Judge took batting practice, hit a home run. I'm getting messages on ESPN. Alert, breaking news. Aaron Judge hits home run in batting practice. Everyone hits home runs in batting practice.
Exactly.
But then he said, well, but the forearm and the wrist are still sore.
Here you go. You ready for the remaining schedules? Athletics have 3 with Baltimore, then Tampa, the Angels, the Twins, the Mariners, and the Angels. Not a difficult schedule at all. And then the Yankees have Minnesota, Toronto, Boston, Baltimore, Tampa, and Boston again. So they've got 6
those
left.
Two series with the Red
they've
Sox
got
are
six
be
left
big.
Against the Red Sox, and that's going to be difficult. Well, now, what they might be, they might get lucky that last series of the year, it's against Boston. And Boston
like rest
be,
everybody?
Yeah, they might be resting some folks. So
tell you what
get
I don't
lucky
like.
There.
I don't like this Arizona series coming up this weekend at Minute Maid. It's a big series for the Strohs.
Just to hang in there.
Yeah, yep, no doubt.
Indeed.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects before we turn it over to the Blitz. Right here on SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew... This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one segment to go on what has been another fun show on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. I was just looking at the TV screen. I think I retweeted it out this morning. You talk about bat flips. There was a championship game in a semi-pro minor league in Canada, and it was a 3-3 game in the seventh inning, and this guy comes to the plate with one on, and he hits a home run. He didn't just sit and watch it as it left the bat. He stayed in the batter's box. Watch the catcher. He stayed in the batter's box the entire time the ball flew until it went over the wall. And after it went over the wall, he took the bat with two hands and watch this. And just threw it over his head as high as he could.
He did it like hammer throw, like it was the Olympics.
So as he's rounding the bases as slow as he possibly can, when he gets near home plate, the catcher starts to talk and he drills him. It was like, that's the best of both worlds.
I mean,
and then he got tossed, so they couldn't throw at him. They had to throw at the next guy. So dude gets out scot-free and he celebrates a big home run.
That's hilarious, man.
Uh-oh.
That's good times.
Your boy's
what's
on
up?
Hold.
Uh-oh. What is this?
Parting shots from Arkansas Art. I mean, OU Mike. OU Mike, what's up?
Let's go. We need a base hit. Poor Matt Patricia. That guy got up this morning. He must have felt like he just did a gay biker bar, but gay biker bar porn. What a pounding.
Oh, over two.
You know what? Best two. Movie could have made. Delivery, once he tripped over his own tongue on the delivery, it's over.
Yeah, you got to pull that cord.
Yep, it's over.
Just bail on that joke.
I award you no point.
Just next one. Yeah, he's 0 for 2. Two plate appearances, 0 for 2.
Lame! I need a base hit.
I think he was referring to what we were talking about yesterday, but...
Oh, I thought he was talking about the minor league baseball player. I don't know.
No, he was talking about him needing a base hit.
And then right.
And then he just grounded out to the pitcher. That's bad.
Well, you do what you do. You shoot your shot. Where are you at for the week, Barry? That means what, 0 for 2?
He's 0 for 2.
That's not even close to 50%.
He's the Carlos Correa of our callers right now. Slumping mightily.
Yeah, but he doesn't even have a hit.
He's slumping.
He's worse than that.
The Maldonado of the team.
Well, Martin Maldonado's been playing, hitting the ball better lately.
Yeah, that's true. He ain't that good then.
He's the Colin McHugh at the plate?
It could be.
If he's hitting. Yikes. Come on, Mike. You got to do better than that. You got the rest of the week to finish strong. Let's go. Pick up the pieces and pull it together, sir.
He said, I'm still better than Correa on the text line. That's funny. He knew he messed up. He knew. He knew he took one down the middle when he should have swung, and then he swung it one out of the zone.
Still got to shoot your shot, Mike. We appreciate you, brother. Don't stop doing what you're doing. Just try and do it better. I guess it's the best advice I can give you. Other than that, you see Corey Coleman sign with the Patriots? So the guy with the shoe collection on Hard Knocks that got former first-round pick, signs with the Pats. So he's going to try and resurrect his career after it went to Buffalo. He traded to Buffalo, and that didn't work out. So we'll see that. Did you see, by the way, 50 cities with the most bars, Nick, in the world?
No, Nick's moving.
Yeah, 50 cities worldwide with the most bars. Worldwide. They have a top 50 list.
New York,
Houston
top five?
Made the list, people. Houston made the list. Just want to let you know.
Is New York top five?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's the only American city.
In the top five.
In the top eight.
Oh.
London, Tokyo. London has 1,327. Tokyo, New York City at 875. Madrid, Spain. Barcelona, Prague, Berlin, Rome, Chicago at 9.
Wow.
And Istanbul at 10.
You have all these foreign countries and then Chicago.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
New York and Chicago, the only two American cities in the top 10. And then Paris 11, Milan 12, and here comes Los Angeles at 13. Vegas at 14, Frisco at 16, Houston at 18.
Wow. 18, huh?
261 bars.
City. I moved them up to the top 20.
For a spread out city, that's a lot.
261 for Houston, and then 21 is Philly, and 25 is Seattle.
Seattle surprises me. I don't feel like that.
You
got to
figure
be...
the microbreweries are all over the place in the Northwest.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So I'm surprised Portland, and Portland's 27. So there you go. 25 and 27, Seattle and Portland. That's all about the microbrews.
Milwaukee, no? I mean, that's a lot of that's beer town, isn't it?
Yeah,
but not the bars aren't as not as many as you would think.
No, nah, it's not even in the top 50.
Yeah, it's not in the top 50.
And somebody said no Mexico City in the top 10.
No,
not in the top 10.
Mm-mm. I don't even see Mexico City on the list.
I don't either. Think?
Nope. No Mexico City in the top 50.
Kind of surprising.
Dallas at 40.
Yep.
So Houston at 18, Dallas at 40.
Ha! Suck it, Dallas. We're drunker than you.
There you go, Barry. St. Louis, another beer brewing town.
Yep.
44.
Boston at 48.
That's the biggest surprise to me.
Boston surprises me. I would have thought it would have been higher on the list. Yeah.
For sure.
Especially with New York and Philly, I would say Boston would have been a top 25 city for bars.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So
I think part of it has to do with population. Madrid is a massive city. Barcelona is a massive city. Those are like big cities. I think it has a little bit to do with the population, but
LA doesn't make top 10.
That's interesting.
Well, keep in mind too, LA is a very health conscious city. I noticed that. It's like there's bars, but it's like dive bars, and it's all on Hollywood Boulevard. And outside of that, I didn't see a lot of.
Depends on where you go. You go to Manhattan Beach. You go some of those.
But is that considered L.A.?
That's a good point. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if you go to Venice, you go to Santa Monica, there might be bars, but I don't know if that's necessarily considered L.A.
That's a good point.
It's like saying going to Katy. They're not going to count that, I don't believe.
Katy Pearland.
Yeah, I don't believe they're going to count that.
So, that's interesting. But, yeah, I thought Houston doing a nice showing there, at least. At least they can drink.
Yeah, it's not I don't know if that's a list you want to lead, is it?
I don't think you want to lead it, but at least you make your presence felt.
Okay. We got a good party life.
What are we doing for Way Back Wednesday?
It's a good question.
No, we're not doing anything
9/11.
No. We did that today.
Yeah. We could just, you know what? Let's just not have a theme. Just pick 8 songs that you want to listen
you
to.
You just, because there's one song there in general
is.
That you just, want to get on.
That's what it is.
See, I caught that. Just Nick.
Good catch, Joel.
8 songs, no theme.
Okay. No. Now we're going to pick a theme.
Now we're going to pick a theme. We'll just have to
you're
going to
throw that song, and I'm going to at least disqualify.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Because
I'll play it if you really want me to.
I'm putting it on my list.
Tell
no
me what the song
what.
Is. Tell us what the song is.
You're going to have to wait, and I'm not going to give you my list until we go on the air, so you're just going to have to wait.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Brad Peacock, ladies and gentlemen, has been sent home for the road trip, from the road trip. He is the latest in the list of Major League Baseball players to have contracted hand, foot, and mouth.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
If
what
you
is
think
that?
About what El Jefe and others refer to Brad as, and yes. you realize that that nickname has contracted
the rooster.
Hand, foot, and mouth.
The rooster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I Googled it. Hand, foot, and mouth disease, a mild, contagious viral infection common in young children.
I've told you that.
Characterized by sores in the mouth and a rash in the hands and feet.
Was that Taylor School when we first signed Taylor up for the school?
Boy, it sounds worse than that.
But then wasn't
it
Jacob DeGrom got it after A.J. Happ got it from the Yankees when he got traded from the Blue Jays? Or J.A. Happ, excuse me. But was it Happ that got it? Yeah, I think so.
Was
Happ
it?
Got it. Yeah, one of the Mets players got it.
Damn.
So it's getting around.
It's weird, and it's a kid's disease. I guess if your kids get it, then...
Hide your children in snakes.
Yeah. You want to do this MLB top 10 or power rankings? What?
I said hide your children in
snakes.
I'm
trying to get the power rankings.
Snakes.
I know.
Okay. He really snakes. Wanted you to laugh at that.
I know he did.
Why didn't you laugh,
sir? Mike. I wanted you guys to be my audience.
MLB, here's your power rankings. Top 10. We'll start with number 10, the Cardinals. Shout out to Josh Rapp. Last week they were number 7, so they've fallen a little bit. Braves fell a spot to number 9. Brewers up a couple spots to number 8. Dodgers fell, up to 7. Cleveland fell a spot to 6. The A's jumped a spot to number 5 on the power rankings. Number 4 is the Cubs. Number 3 is the Yankees. Number 2 is the Astros. And number 1 is the Red Sox. It's always interesting when you look at our power rankings and the teams just got through playing a head-to-head series. One team wins the series, but they don't move up above the other team in the power rankings.
Legitimately, the Red Sox should have been swept in that series.
Legitimately.
If not for replay, the Red Sox lose that series. Not only lose, they lost the series anyway, but they get swept in that series.
Yeah. Yeah. Good thing that doesn't matter other than for talking points. But I'm with you. That's why I wanted to talk. It's like... You just played head to head. You kind of have
October,
to take that into
boys.
Account.
Hopefully, that'll be a hell of a series. All right, hell of a show today, fellas. Way to go!
Way back Wednesday, drinking songs because of the crack in the top 18
I
or
saw
top
that.
50.
I saw that. Sweet.
You want to do that?
I'm down.
Okay, drinking games. Or
just remember,
songs.
Nick, you get knocked down, but you get up again.
For sure.
All right. We'll tell you guys to enjoy the rest of your evening. Let the Blitz entertain you. Fred, AJ, Jung, they're up next. And, of course, we'll talk to you again tomorrow and every Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. here on The Usual Suspects. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own parts or not. Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.